Hello and welcome back to The Absolute Bloody State of Things. It's a podcast that I do. I'm feeling really hyperactive. I am kind of sure why. So I'm just going to try and fucking rock through this. I have a very quickly changing mental state a lot of the time. I'm not entirely sure why. If you hear tapping, that's because I'm tapping a lot. I'm really over-energetic. And fun fact, this is also my second... I'm trying like a new form of ADHD medication. And so far, all it's given me is a splitting fucking headache. But anyway, the reason I took it was because I was trying to be productive on this book I'm writing about politics. And I fixed politics, guys. I fucking did it. So the book is in two parts. The first one is called An Indictment of Democracy, because it's a really fucking snappy title. Yeah, I love that title. It's great. Anyway, so that's an introduction, okay? And it sounds like I'm on cocaine. I'm not. Can't score any. Anyway, so after the introduction, however, is a manifesto. That's right. I'm writing a manifesto in Brussels, like Karl Marx. I'm not doing the same thing he was, because I'm not a communist, closer to a socialist. But what I actually am, I'll get to, because I've like named and I'm working on perfecting this new system. Right. So, I feel like technically this is going to be the position for a song break before I just launch into a long, completely incoherent explanation of this thing. But there will be a more coherent explanation that will be coming out in book form, but you have to charge for that. This is free. Here's a song break. Wasn't that a nice song? I don't know. I don't know which one I put in yet. It's probably going to be something like by Bliss Signal, maybe, or hang on, what's the other one I've listened to recently? Ooh, hang on. Where is it? The Comet Is Coming. I'm going to put a song by The Comet Is Coming in. That sounds a good idea. I should also mention, this is episode 4, not last episode. Last episode was titled episode 4, but that's because I was completely spaced out when I made it. I'm also a different kind of spaced when I'm making this, which is sort of super energetic and hyperactive. I don't think it's actually because of the medication, although the medication isn't doing anything to help it. I get this moment of motivation where I'm just completely fucking focused on one thing. It's complete sort of hyperactivity supported, I guess, tunnel vision. So I'm probably not making much sense, and I'm speaking like a fucking rapper, I'm aware. I do this a lot sometimes. Fuck it, why not? All right, so, yeah. So I've created a new system, right? And this is basically just me giving cemented proof on the first person to come up with this thing, right? So its name is diaphanism, okay? Which comes from the Greek word, let's verify what the what the Greek word is. I've just got my computer here. There we are. I'm just gonna sort of hum while it loads to keep you actively invested. Here we are. Diaphania. I don't speak Greek. I have friends who do, though, because the school I go to and I'm trying to get away from teaches ancient Greek and Latin to the people who choose to do that. I don't, though. I choose to do economics because I'm not a prick. Diaphania, which is the Greek word for transparency. So diaphanism is very much the political philosophy of a transparent form of government. Yeah, so it's not democratic. It's actually... I'm obviously going to switch up the wording a bit for PR reasons. It's closer to a dictatorship with terms, clear safe checks, and in the form of unions and syndicates. And I'm aware of how that sounds. I'm about to get to that. In the form of syndicates, and also, I said terms, so it's like certain terms, safe checks, absolutely no control of the judicial arm of government, and above all no control of the media whatsoever, right? So it's basically to take away the illusion of power from the people and give something that actually realistically empowers them more, but takes away their power to act completely on emotion and make rash decisions. Because a lot of politics nowadays is politicians needing to dumb down very, very complex issues so they can get the public support to push it through. They function completely on emotion. What happens is, for example, you get some... I'm too fucking active to think for an example. Basically, right? Imagine they want to go to war, okay? And they want to go to war with Sudan because they want Sudanese diamonds, okay? However, they have a clause to now because Sudan... Sudan currently has, I'm not sure, I get countries mixed up when I'm like this. All right, so Sudan currently has a civil war going on, right? And America has some very, 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 very tenuous link with one of the sides in the civil war. I'm saying America because I'm at least trying to keep it somewhat realistic. They're the warmongering ones, right? So they then say, hey, we need to go help Saddam because this side's bad and this side's good. What they would need to do to get approval to go to war with Saddam is get enough people saying, this side good, this side bad. They would be ignoring all complexities. And let's be honest, the politicians want to go for completely different reasons. They want the Sudanese diamonds. I know this makes no sense, but try and bear with me at least, right? So then they dumb down the issue enough to get enough public anger in the form of goodwill to the oppressed Sudanese people, right? They then drum up enough support, completely based on passion and emotion, to be able to get the war they want. That's how it works. It's impulse decision. I have ADHD. If anybody knows about impulse decisions and what a bad idea they are, I do. Just ask me in these the two fake flintlock pistols I've got downstairs, or the games on PlayStation that I got for no reason, or the fucking book I'm writing that turned out to be quite a good idea, I hope. I don't know. Look, I make a lot of rash decisions. I make a lot of impulse decisions. I know for a fucking fact that's no way to run a goddamn country, okay? So, yeah. Now, the obvious issue is with the whole, like, syndicate kind of thing, is this thing called syndicalism. Yeah, that already exists. That is not good. Because it is a tool of fascism, very much so. So it was Benito Mussolini especially used this a lot in his government during the Second World War and his rise to power around 33, I think, to about 44. Was it when he died? I can't remember. Anyway, so it is a very, very similar concept of... So it's originally a form of anti-democratic socialism, which is kind of what I'm going for. So I'm being very, very careful to avoid any links to this because... It's very, very easy to twist intentions. And if people twist the intentions of this, it will look like I'm trying to reinvent Mussolini's specific form of fascism. I'm not. This is exactly what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid the form of democracy that we currently have and are not going away from anytime soon that permits the rise of fascists and autocrats and populists. This is what I'm desperately trying to avoid. I'm aiming to do the opposite of this. But just on a pure vocabulary and historic basis, it looks like the opposite. So, right. Yeah, so this idea of syndicalism, the way I'm avoiding that, because it is a tool of fascism, let's not mince our words, right? The best way of avoiding that is cutting all potential ties to nationalist sentiment, right? On my bad days, it mainly comes from homesickness, if I'm being honest, because I don't live where I want to be living. I can be somewhat nationalistic, but a lot of it is actually play for laughs. Haha, get it? Ironic sense of humour for fucking Generation Z, are we now? I don't know. Anyway, look, this system, it is imperative to bon déroulement, I was going to say, because I'm thinking in French for some reason. This system avoids all forms of nationalism. It has to promote multiculturalism because I genuinely do believe that that's how you make a country great, right? I mean, look at the UK, for example. One of the biggest financial issues is the NHS and the pension fund. They are fucking out of control right now, okay? And you know who helps both of those things? Fucking immigrants, right? Yet you get people coming in who are very well trained, right? It's ridiculous to see other countries as like shitholes where no one has any formal training. Yes, they do, right? They just don't get paid quite as well. Maybe they do now. I don't even know. Britain's going to shit, right? No. So you get these people. They come from Poland. They come from Hungary. Some of them come from further west. And they go to Britain. Okay. What do they do? They take up jobs as nurses. Great for the NHS. 1 in 10 immigrants sets up their own business. Okay. That creates jobs. Small businesses are the backbone of the economy, and a lot of small businesses are set up by immigrants. This idea that they come over here and like take benefits and steal money from the welfare state, and that's why you need to avoid socialism in America, is an absolute fucking joke pushed by people who want to keep the system to actually make themselves richer. Okay, immigrants are incredible for economy. If you want historic proof of that, just look at when Henri de Navarre. I was learning about this recently. Henri de Navarre allowed Protestants into France with les Lady de Nantes, right? De Nantes, sorry. when he let those in, when he let Protestants in, because Protestants had a different set of skills and their religion did not prevent them from money work, such as banking and money lending, it did incredible wonders for the French economy. It was absolutely exactly what they needed. Letting in these people who had been completely alienated by society was one of the things that actually permitted France to be put in a superior financial position, okay? That never changed. That is 100% still how it works. If you let people from other countries and other faiths and other ideas in, all that does is brings new perspective, brings new ways of making money, brings new ways of supporting the country financially, with a finance, with jobs, with other things as well, right? A lot of immigrants, okay, do the jobs that we don't want to do, okay? In the US, for example, there's the stereotype of the Mexican janitor. Why is that the case? It's because not many people want to be fucking janitors. However, people who come from poorer socioeconomic backgrounds and come here looking for, go to the US looking for a better life, are more likely to take up slightly lower paying jobs to support themselves. And those jobs are very, very, very important, okay? That was a really weird tangent, I know. Back to diaphanism, okay? I'll get to the transparency bit in my book, actually. I'm not going to spoil that in this podcast. This is impossible to listen to, I know. This is basically just a recording to prove that I came up with this idea of diaphanism on the 27th of June 2019, exactly 4 days after my birthday. I am 17 years old and 4 days. Yeah. My name is Tom Zakaszewski. I use Thomas Downing as a pen name because no one can pronounce Zakaszewski. So you need to avoid nationalism at all costs, and you need to avoid any governmental control of the media. You need to keep the judiciary arm of power completely separate from the non-elected. That's why you need to kind of from the person in charge. I'm still like ironing out the details. Come on, just give me fucking time. Much like Robert Mueller in the US, the second a person is put in power because their term has ended and someone else has been put in place, the second that a new person is put in place in the head position, I need to find an official title for that, but the second that person is put into this position of power, the second that happens, what will happen is Robert Mueller style investigation will be launched, and it will be completely separate, because everyone was talking about how they were worried that Trump was going to cancel the Mueller investigation, and he fucking tried. Okay, here's the thing: no person should have the power to stop the investigation that's happening to themselves. I am so grateful for what's going on in the US. Just basically showing everyone all the problems that need to be solved. How does the country function? It's like there's no separation of church and state, despite what you say. I mean, the abortion laws are just fucking ridiculous, okay? The healthcare is fucked. The tax system is fucked. You get people using the idea of socialism as an insult, as if it doesn't actually help poorer people. I actually saw someone say on Twitter, right? And there, you got a lot of fucking crackpots on Twitter. This isn't indicative of anything other than that this person has a stupid opinion. But this isn't the only person who said this, okay? Everyone says, socialism is the idea. This guy said, sorry. Socialism is the idea that everyone gets a piece of the pie, but capitalism is the idea that the pie gets bigger, so everyone gets a bigger slice. Okay, that's basically, you're proposing trickle-down economics, and that doesn't work. Trickle-down economics is a fucking ridiculous idea, right? So basically, what's currently going on with the American political system, has been going on for about 20 fucking years now, is that it's showing the world what not to do. And look, economically, it's working for them. I mean, the US is, I think, yeah, they're the world's strongest economy. I mean, China's not far off, and India's going to make a huge fucking rise soon. But the fact of the matter is, simply put, the US is the biggest economy in the world. And it helps that it has a huge populace, good infrastructure, and a lot of natural resources, right? But it doesn't have the most natural resources. The country with the highest concentration of natural resources in the world is the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The only reason that that's not in a good position is because of Belgium. The country with the most people in the world is China, who are catching up to the US. But still, it's safe to say that the capitalist system has been doing wonders for the US on an economic basis. But it keeps the people who are down. Disney is taking over everything in the US, okay? All entertainment is being segregated into different streaming services, right? The entire thing is run by someone trying to have the closest thing they can legally get to a monopoly. and then the government trying to convince people that actually monopolies are good and they create jobs. It's fucking insane, okay? And a lot of that stuff is what I'm trying to avoid with the system of diaphanism. And I really, really do think that what I'm doing, whilst it won't go anywhere, because people don't like listening to anything, that's not just a problem with me, that's a problem with everyone. I'm trying, realistically, the best I can hope for is to try and revitalise a bit of conversation around whether or not democracy is the right system, because it's not. I'm not really expecting this to go that far. I would absolutely love it if it did, but this is not a book that will change the world unless by some fucking stroke of luck it does, which I really don't think it won't. However, there's a chance that it will at least bring back the potential discussion on whether or not democracy is a good system. Because the thing is, that conversation exists, okay? I live in Brussels. I live 5 minutes away from the fucking Berlin Wall, right? You get all the policy wonks around here. Seriously, when I go to the pub, right, to watch, because of who I go with normally to watch the Spurs game, right? Every time I have a piss, I can see like some of the most important political buildings in the world through the toilet window, right? I go to Quanti Diablo or Kitty O'Shea's. I will be like, just having a beer. You hear all this discussion around European politics and all that shit. And the thing is, the prevailing sentiment is democracy has problems. Okay, there are. Like, I don't think it's controversial to say that the democracy is not a perfect system. Right, that's been common knowledge for I think since its inception, really. But the thing is, the rise of Trump, the rise of Brexit, the rise of Orban, the rise of all this fucking garbage has really started to replant the seeds of doubt in the idea of democracy, which is very, very important. And I think this is a tangent. I can't even remember anymore. I don't know how this entire thing's going. I think it's safe to say that I haven't really adjusted to this different type of ADHD medication either. Because I felt like this before when I wasn't on ADHD meds, and all it has done is slightly exacerbated the feeling of intense hyperactivity and impulsivity, which I don't think is what it's supposed to do. But anyway, I'm going to end it here because I completely forgot whether or not I was on a tangent, so I'm probably leaving about 5 or 6 lines of discussion completely closed. There's a good chance that I wasn't even speaking to the microphone this entire time. So I'm not recording this on headphones like I normally do. So the sound quality is probably completely fucking terrible. You're probably picking up every single S as a fucking echo. So that's got to be fun for you. But as a sort of, if you actually made it this far, I'd be shocked if you did. And if you did, and you're not Aaron Jackson at Aaronish Jackson from Fighting With Myself MMA podcast at FWM pod, you should go listen to that podcast because he listened to the first episode of this as a favor and has been listening since, which is great, and he's given me a shout out. So if for some reason there is someone who has got it this far and doesn't listen to the Fighting With Myself podcast, which is also here on Anchor FM, fucking fix that. Go listen to that. He doesn't talk about, I mean, he occasionally mentions politics and passing, but it's an MMA podcast. So yeah, go listen to that. And if you don't watch MMA, don't ignore the podcast. Listen to the podcast and also start watching MMA. So, final takeaways from this episode. The songs I play are always good. Diaphanism is a system of government that I, Thomas Zakrzewski, under the pen name Thomas Downing, invented on the 27th of June 2019, well, named and started to conceive on the 27th of June 2019 in my book, The Diaphanist Manifesto. The name may change, I'd be surprised though. There are problems with democracy. I think this is a potential way of solving it, even if it doesn't go that far. I don't expect it to go that far. If you don't watch the sport of MMA, you absolutely should. It's incredible, it's fun, it's exciting, but it's not just a violent blood sport. There is so much more to it, and a great way of getting to what that so much that aspect of so much more is by listening to the podcast Fighting With Myself at FWM pod on FWM underscore pod on Twitter by an above average man, Aaron Jackson at Aaronish Jackson. There are so many tangents on this, I can't really keep up. Oh yeah, another takeaway, ADHD meds, weird, fucking weird. If there isn't a podcast, another podcast that comes out before the 1st of July, there won't be for 2 weeks because I am going on a trip to China. It's like a school arranged thing. I've already been to the embassy. That was a weird thing. Fun though. I won a panda. Not a real one, unfortunately. Sorry, my cat's here in case I was looking away from the mic, that's why. So yeah, going to China, obviously will not be able to release any podcasts while I'm there. They don't even have Twitter in China. They've got this thing called Weibo. Yeah. Cat's on the table, right, yeah. So, sorry about the scraping noise, my phone beginning to move along the table. That's the end of that. Here is a relaxing song as a sort of come down if you made it this far. Yeah, politics is weird, isn't it? Ooh boy. Bye.